This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
The museum was founded in 1959. It first started as a gallery associated with the art department, but soon many donors in our community started to give amazing donations to the museum, and so it soon turned into the institution that is today, a much more formal museum.
First and foremost, the museum exists for the students here on campus. Mission-wise, we work very closely with faculty to build curriculum, but the exhibitions that we have within the museum are really around curatorial research. We're really trying to focus on how the museum can be connected to the interests, the needs, and also the identities of those who go to UCSB and also live within the Goleta and Santa Barbara area.
Just 4 years after the foundation of the museum, David Gebhardt, a very well-known and influential architectural historian, not only here on campus but elsewhere, he came up with the idea of starting a collection of architecture. And he was a visionary in that regard because hardly anyone else was looking at architecture as something that could be collected. And so that gave him the great advantage of amassing one of the most important, relevant, richest collections in North America. The collection has grown over the last six decades to include 290 archives of architects practicing in Southern California. So that's really our focus.
I first encountered David Gebhardt when I was an undergraduate at UCSB, and I was interested in architecture. Like a lot of people, I had kind of a curiosity. I took a class, and he really made it so fascinating and brought in so many other aspects, cultural aspects, historical, and so many things that talked a lot about the language of architecture, and it just really opened my eyes to what architecture could be.
Our museum has these two sites or two collections, a fine art collection with over 10,000 objects and the architecture and design collection with close to 2 million. And we are always striving to bring both sides of the collection together. We've tried also to include more of an artistic approach to our architecture exhibitions as a way of engaging the general public, of making architecture more accessible and not so technical. I strongly believe that when we put two disciplines together, the messaging is always richer.
I'm interested in our curatorial offerings and how we frame and contextualize the permanent collection, whether it be the architecture and design collection or the fine art collection, to the interests and identities of those who go to UCSB.
When I talk to people about the museum here at the university and encourage people to come here, I think one of the things I really try to get people to understand is that it's an academic museum, and there's an approach to how they're doing the shows that's very unique. I think university museums or museums tied to academic institutions have a very unique position and voice.
I think this museum has a unique opportunity because of where it's located, here in Santa Barbara, in the midst of the Central Coast, on a research university campus. It does not have to be in competition with what's going on in Los Angeles. It does not have to be in competition with what's going on in Northern California. And instead can really focus on emerging artists, artists who are of the region, and also, interestingly, artists who have come through the UCSB program who have maybe not had exhibitions here on campus or maybe here in California, or have just not received the attention that we as a smaller research-driven institution feel that they deserve. The museum can be not only at the forefront but kind of at the intersection of the needs, the aspirations of our students, but also how the field as a whole is starting to rethink the canon.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.